Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's good. We're all good. Or so I think we are. Up first. Give us peace this morning from Sam Houston State University, which is not the same university as Stephen F. Austin University.
Correct.
Because I was talking to Eddie. I said, where'd you go to college? Stephen F. Austin. He goes, no, Sam Houston. That's a rival.
Yeah,
my
man.
Bad. Didn't mean to insult you. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Guys, I came on recently and said I was so happy because I'm done buying diapers. My three-year-old is potty trained. And now, out of nowhere, he does not want to potty in the poo-poo anymore because he says there's sharks in the toilet.
How did he hear or see that there were sharks? Is it just water?
No clue. He looks in the hole. He's like, I don't want to sit there. There's sharks in there, and I don't want to sit there. He's going to bite my butt.
Did one of his older brothers tell him that? Because that doesn't come out of nowhere.
That's a good point. I don't know. I will ask. I will interrogate the whole family, but yeah, out of nowhere, he just says, I'm not going to do it anymore.
That's the thing. It's not out of nowhere. Maybe to you, somebody put that in his mind.
I agree.
All right, Eddie. Up next, he did not win the lottery last night, even though he tried so, so hard. Here he is. Lunchbox here.
Buddy. Yeah.
Speaking of the lottery, I think I'm going to shift my focus of the lottery because Bobby did point out that I haven't been playing scratch-offs. And maybe scratch-offs is the smart way to go. Because there's
I don't know the smart. It's not smart.
He's never said that.
You do it for entertainment.
Right, because I spent $150 last night. So I bought 75 tickets, and I won $12. So I'm thinking, with scratch-offs, there's a limited amount that are produced, and there's guaranteed winners in those.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So maybe I need to say bye-bye to Powerball and Mega Millions and say, hello, scratch-offs.
A North Carolina one won $3 million bucks on a $30 scratch-off.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
That's a sign.
That's inspiring.
That is
a sign.
That is crazy. That is crazy. All right, up next, her first ever live event. She's doing a podcast in Wichita next month or November?
November 5th.
November 5th. And you guys can still get tickets. Just go over to bobbybones.com. You can find the link up there. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
So my son and I were driving in the car, and Nelly came on the radio, Ride With Me. And instantly my son goes to change it. And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? This is a jam. And he's like, no, this song is horrible. So I switch it back to the pop station, and we turn it up, and I make him listen to the whole song as I sing along, windows down, blaring it. He still didn't like it, and it just made me feel very old. I had to look up when it came out, and it just took me back. It's 2009. That was a jam, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't Nelly's finest work.
It wasn't? Ride
With Me? It was toward the end of Nelly, I feel
like. It's more of Poppy Nelly.
Oh.
Hey, must be the money.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah, yeah, it's fine. It's good, but also
so good.
Just because we thought it was cool does not mean the kids think it's cool anyway.
He did not.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he wears a red ring, and he's funnier than Chandler Bing, Bobby Bones.
Okay. Every morning I come in here for the last couple of months, and I think you guys see me. I struggle for about the first 2 hours. I clench my jaw so hard at night when I sleep. This is a new thing that I can't even open my mouth all the way. I probably have 50% open. I can get this far here. And through the morning, I'll take and I'll pull my mouth apart as hard as I can. I put one hand on the lower part of my teeth, one on the upper, and I will just stretch my mouth. And then usually about halfway through the show, I get full open and I'm able to speak normally. But I wear a guard, but that doesn't help with the clenching. It just helps my teeth to make sure my teeth don't shatter. I don't know what the deal is. This is a whole new situation happening to me where at one point I was grinding so hard I busted a bone in my gums and it cut its way out of the side of my gums.
Crazy.
Is it stress?
Could be.
I don't think I'm any more stressed than ever.
Yeah.
I'm told by my therapist that I live under constant stress, so I don't realize stress.
Really?
Like, since it's constant and never leaves, that's just my baseline. But I guess eventually you crack and die. So good luck to me.
This is not good.
Yeah, good luck to me.
Oh, man.
But that's the deal. You guys see me struggling over here? Like
every morning.
I put my knuckles inside of my jaws and just shove my knuckles in as hard as I possibly can just to kind of give me some relief.
Yeah, it's like you're massaging your jaw
just
muscles.
Just to loosen them up. I wake up in the morning and I go, oh, no, this is all I can do. But right now.
Okay. Oh.
You're stretched now?
I'm mostly stretched-ish. All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. Let's start today's show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been dating a guy for about 8 months. When we first started dating, he made it clear he was trying to pay off credit card debt and save and buy a house. So he did not have a lot of extra money to spend. I would consider myself pretty low maintenance. I never expect him to pay for anything that I couldn't afford myself. We split pretty much everything 60-40, with me picking up the bill if I'd like to go out for something extra. I've recently found out that his financial situation is not quite as dire as he made it seem.
Oh my God.
He makes a substantial amount more than I do, and he has more than enough money saved to pay off all the debt and put a sizable down payment on a house. Am I wrong to feel misled in this situation? Whenever I bring up finances, he gets very defensive and changes the subject. Is this a red flag? Is it wrong of me to think that it shouldn't be out of the question for him to take me out occasionally? Thanks for the advice. Signed, girlfriend in need of a date night. I think, girlfriend, you're in need of a new man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's fundamental stuff that you really should not mislead the other person with. And it's not even that you're dating early and he's like, oh, you know, I don't make as much. Because I can understand if you made a lot and you wouldn't tell them that. That way they wouldn't like you a little more just for the money. But he's also making her pay for stuff extra. And he lied. And they've been together a while. That ain't good. That's as big of a red flag as you can get. Other than like seeing suspicious DMs from other girls. And I'm going, no. That's not what it is. Like, that's it. That's a big, fat red flag. So, yeah, you're in need of a new man. I mean, obviously, you have a talk with him. You see what his excuse is, but he's been lying to you for a long time. Again, you've been together 8 months. People say I love you by then. I mean, I didn't.
People.
Yeah.
People in general.
I might have with Caitlin.
8 months?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess it's different. I just never said it to anybody. That's why I said that. But with Caitlin, I might have. But yeah, this is not good. I don't think this is going to end well. He's been lying to you the whole time. It's time for a new guy. Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, he doesn't maybe want to touch some of his savings.
But he can say that.
Okay.
But if you're also going to be in a relationship where you're splitting things, you have to come to the table and actually split them and not lie about why you don't want to split them.
That's right. So, red flag. I'm not saying you dump him right now, but definitely have a conversation. And
then dump him, because you're going to dump him after it, because you're not going to like his answer.
Okay.
He's going to lie to you then, too, just for the record.
Oh.
Just be ready for a lie, because he's been lying to you the whole time. And a liar doesn't go, you know what, this time I'll be honest.
Oh, okay, well, new man.
Yeah, a liar lies until they can't lie anymore. So they get trapped, and then they will be like, okay, I'll give you a little something.
And total up all the money he owes you.
Venmo request him?
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, you need a date night and a new man.
Yeah.
That's
oh, get the date night
there.
First, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get a good date night. Run the bill up. Then go to the bathroom and then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the
Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah.
We do movie reviews and TV reviews and music reviews and concert reviews, but we never review a cucumber. And that's what's about to happen here. For the first time in his life, Lunchbox tried a cucumber.
Yeah.
Did you want to, or was it accidental?
Well, what happened is they walked by at a restaurant with this, like, tower of stuff, and it looked cool. And I was like, oh, I want one of those. I didn't know what it was, and they brought it. And I said, what is it? And they said, it's a cucumber salad. And I was like, huh.
Why have you never had a cucumber, though, before we get into the
I don't eat very many salads, and if I do eat a salad, it's one with walnuts and pecans and almonds. That's basically my salad.
Nuts?
Well, nuts. You mean like a nut mix?
It has lettuce.
Bar nuts.
Peaches and cream.
You put it on lettuce and stuff, but I don't eat the normal, like, Caesar or the Cobb one. Isn't that the big chunk of lettuce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never eaten any of those.
Well, yeah, no, but even a normal salad has cucumbers. That's okay. You've never had cucumbers.
Never had cucumbers.
There's a sportscaster. I think maybe Al Michaels. You may look this up. Or, yeah, who's never had a vegetable?
A vegetable in general?
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one. It maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's Al Michaels. Mike, will you look that up? Does it say he's never had a vegetable? In his life.
Wow. How's he living?
Isn't that crazy? Lunchbox has never had a cucumber.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's only had a nut salad. So when you get it, are you like, I'm an experiment. I'm in Vegas.
I'm like, you know what? Okay, I guess I'll go for it. Like, why not?
All right, let's review the cucumber.
So I take my fork and I stab into that cucumber and I take a bite. Whoa, it was freezing cold. It was really cold. I didn't know that it was going to be that cold. So, and I don't like cold things. Like, I'm not good at chewing, so I chew it.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I don't like cold
You're not
things.
Not good at chewing?
No.
Your teeth are sensitive?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Like people that bite ice cream, I can't do that. Like, I have to lick it. I cannot bite it.
This is the weirdest segment we've ever done.
He's not lying, though.
Go ahead.
I'm just telling you the truth. So I took a bite, and I was like, oh, I don't like that. Like, it's sensitive on my teeth. And it was all right. Like, I don't think it was anything special. It had a little bit of a freshness taste, but I ate about two cucumber bites, and I was like, all right, I'm done. And I left the salad.
What do you rate the cucumber?
I'd give it 1.5 stars.
That's it?
Do you like pickles?
Love pickles.
See, pickles are cucumber to me.
But they're different.
They're different.
They are the same, but different.
But they're the same. I just wonder if you like a pickle.
No, a pickle is delicious.
Because it's a pickled cucumber.
Pickled cucumber.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but they're not the same. Thank you, Amy.
No, I'm not saying they taste the same, guys, but I'm saying it literally is a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a pickled
cucumber. Okay, they may be from the same family.
No, it's the same thing.
It's just prepared differently. Yeah.
Do you like it pickled?
Yeah, you don't mind the texture.
No, I like pickle. It's juicy and when you bite into a pickle and the juice, like, you know what I'm talking about? You can taste it.
Is there a way to go back in time and not do this segment?
Is that not what happens when you eat a pickle?
No, it's that we're even talking about what happens when you eat a pickle, I think is what it is.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm telling you, I'd prefer a pickle over a cucumber. The cucumber was kind of eh. Mm-hmm. So 1.5.
But I don't think people love cucumbers.
I like the crunch
of
cucumber.
I think it's a good addition to something. I don't think anybody just grabs a cucumber and eats it, though, is my point.
Right. Oh. And where a pickle, you just grab it and eat it.
Right.
That's, yeah. Oh. Well, you don't just grab a pickle and eat it?
No, I can't stand pickles.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, yeah, you go to the, like, a. Like when the Little League Park, you'd go and get a pickle. Ah,
yeah.
50 cents for a pickle. Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
But yeah, so I ate a cucumber, the cucumber salad in Vegas. Take it or leave it. Won't order it again.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
There he is, reviewing a cucumber.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2018, an officer for the Geary County Sheriff's Office in Kansas was driving around and saw a dog in the middle of the interstate. Well, he got the dog back in the unit and took him back to the office and said, look, this dog doesn't have a home, so let's just keep it here. So all the officers just kind of chipped in, would take care of the dog, feed the dog, and it eventually became like a canine ride-along dog. Well, he's been training for years, and last week, Nova is a certified national narcotics detector dog. So Nova's a drug dog now.
That's crazy that a drug dog has come from just a dog the guy found on the street.
Yeah.
Like almost getting hit by a car on the highway.
I would think normally they would just take the dog and then take it to a shelter or whatever, but there was something special about Nova that they liked.
He's a German Shepherd, looks like. I'm looking at a picture of him now. German Shepherds are awesome.
They are really cool dogs.
I've never had a German Shepherd or even got close to having a German Shepherd, but I've always thought next dog is going to be a German Shepherd. It never has been.
Yeah. One day, dude.
I've always said they were awesome. I've just never actually gotten one. All right, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The loser of Elder versus Millennial has to eat Oreo.
Nice.
With?
Well, instead of dipping it in milk, you have to dip it in orange juice.
That does not sound good.
Yeah, yeah, but it's worse. The cream is actually toothpaste in the Oreo.
Oh.
Why would you guys do this?
You have to eat toothpaste?
You know what's terrible? Toothpaste and orange juice.
Yeah.
It's an Oreo with toothpaste in it instead of cream, and you have to dip it in orange juice.
When you say Oreo, I'm like, I might tank this game, but not anymore.
And then just Oreo and orange juice, you're like, weird.
Why not?
Not terrible. Toothpaste.
Oh, my goodness.
So you don't want to lose. It's elder versus millennial. Eddie, the oldest on
43 years old.
Wow, he's five. Wow. Okay.
43, just in case you're wondering.
And Morgan, number two.
I'm 28 years old.
And so they're going to answer questions about each other's generations, hopefully. It's elder versus millennial. I'll ask a question. Buzz in. What's the little buzzer there? Eddie, let me hear yours.
Yeah, that's why I was quick.
Morgan?
Morgan.
Okay, ready to go, guys.
Yeah.
The first question is an elder question. Question that Eddie should get. I'm gonna play a hook of a song. Here you go.
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure.
1973 was the year of this song. It was called Piano Man. Poo poo pee pee.
Yeah, poo poo pee pee. That's Billy Joel.
And it was by what artist? Billy Joel.
Yeah!
That is correct. All right, millennial question. Here's a clip. In the 2000s, Sugar We're Going Down was by Eddie.
That's Fall Out Boy.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Sugar We're Going Down was a hit by what 2000s rock band? It's Fall Out Boy.
Ooh. I hate you. He can't even get through the question.
Watch your mouth.
That's a risk that you have to take. It's a risk you have to take. Sometimes you have to jump early.
Just smelling that toothpaste.
Eddie's up 2-0. Elder question. The Matthews were a TV family from what 90s sitcom? Eddie.
Boy Meets World.
From what 90s sitcom where the main character was Corey? Boy Meets World is
yeah!
correct.
He's been ugly.
I'm feeling mean right now.
Morgan, you got to hit the next three in a row.
Oh.
Yeah, this sucks for me.
Buzz in. It's a millennial question.
Come on.
What was the name of the 7-letter brand of tablet computer designed for young children? It was Eddie.
That's a Kindle.
Incorrect. The 7-letter brand of tablet that was designed for young children and first released in 1999. It resembled a talking book and became the best-selling toy in specialty stores.
Well, I thought it was Leapfrog, but Leapfrog is 8 letters. Seven letters.
Morgan, you're the only one here. The 7-letter brand of tablet designed for young children, released in 1999. It resembled a talking book and quickly became the best-selling toy in specialty stores.
Leapfrog.
The answer is LeapPad.
No way. She needed that too,
yeah,
huh?
Mm-hmm. I get it now.
Let's roll through the final two just for fun.
Yeah, why not?
The elder question. What piece of technology allowed you to scan printed material and send them to a printer via a telephone number? Morgan.
A fax machine?
Correct.
Oh, let her have these.
No, you didn't.
The two-word phrase that is today's version of say no more. It's used as a term of agreement.
Got it.
Eddie.
That's what's up.
No. The two-word phrase is today's version of say no more. It's a term used as agreement. The answer is say less.
No.
Say less because you don't have to say anymore because I already agree with you so much.
Okay, whatever.
Well, well, well. Morgan is the big loser.
I love this game. It's no longer about the winner anymore. I love it.
So we're bringing in an Oreo cookie that has toothpaste for the cream, and you shall dip that in the orange juice. Let me see how big the cookie is. Regular size Oreo? Yeah, I gotta eat the whole thing then.
What?
Yeah,
the whole thing?
It's not even good to
digest that much toothpaste?
Yeah. It's not? My kids do it all the time.
I don't think you're supposed to swallow toothpaste.
Scuba, what do you think about that? Okay, one bite. One whole bite.
I think one good bite because I tried it just to see at home and it's awful.
It's awful?
Yeah.
So okay, half the cookie. It's one bite. Morgan's hand is shaking.
This is so gross. This is the smell of the mint and the orange juice.
It's an Oreo cookie. The cream has moved away. Oh, the toothpaste is here to stay. Dip it in the juice. She's dipped it. She's eating it. She bit it. She's chewing it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, her face is struggling right now.
It doesn't taste like a mint cookie, but I really wanted to.
It doesn't taste like a Girl Scout?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, like thin mint.
Does not taste like a thin mint. No, it tastes like... Oh. Mm-hmm. No. But that toothpaste is very overpowering. Can't even taste a cookie. And the orange juice is so bitter. It's out of my mouth.
There she is.
Okay.
Wow.
In a game that we should now just call Morgan Eats Bad Things.
Seriously.
Except for next week, you'll win.
Yeah, I don't know.
Has Eddie ever lost since we
no.
started?
Yeah,
one
yeah.
time.
I ate an onion.
Oh, straight yeah. up, like an
straight
apple.
Straight up. That was
like
terrible.
Okay. Well, Morgan, you're a good sport. Do you want to back out of the game, Morgan? Do you want Abby to play next?
Nope. I'm going to come back. One of these times I'm going to win.
There we
and
go.
It's going to be worth it. Just like he had to eat the raw onion, it'll be worth it.
Okay, Eddie,
I like that.
Good win, buddy. We'll do
Let's
it again
go.
Next week.
Let's go.
Elder versus Millennial. Thank you, guys.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no, 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 no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
about $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for some bathroom confessions where Lunchbox goes into a public bathroom. He goes into a stall, waits for someone to sit in the stall next to him, and then just starts talking and asking questions. I would imagine it's a pretty stinky part of the job here.
It's pretty bad.
You go in.
It's pretty awkward.
How long did you sit in the bathroom?
Probably about 25 minutes.
Total?
Yeah, because once you use the stalls, you got to wait for them to leave, and you got to wait for new clients to come in.
Clients. That sounds dirty.
That did sound dirty.
No, where'd you go? Do you want to say?
No, I don't want to say.
Restaurant?
We'll just say people traveling.
Airport?
A gas station?
Airport sounds shady.
Interesting.
Like real shady stuff goes on at the airport.
Okay.
You put your foot under it?
I'll just say that I
let's just
here we go.
Okay, here is Lunchbox at a public bathroom. Go ahead.
Stall 2, it's stall 3. You there? Stall 2, I had a question.
What?
I took my 5-year-old son to Hooters to celebrate his birthday, and his mom got upset. And I'm just wondering, does that make me a bad dad?
Hey.
Like, it's not that bad, right?
No, they have kids' birthday parties at Hooters all the time.
Hooters does?
Yeah.
What stall was that? Were you stall 2?
Yeah, just a passerby.
Would you take your son to Hooters?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and educate her.
I thought my wife made me think I was crazy, but I thought it was just kind of like a, you know, experience that he could learn from.
Well, you know, he's breastfed, so he's accustomed to it.
I feel you, man. Well, hey, thanks for your opinion, man. I hope you have a great trip, man.
Good luck.
Thank you.
There's just a lot of sounds.
Flushing.
That's the first clip I think I could smell.
I mean, it was great. I was talking to stall 2, and some guy just walking through the bathroom gave his opinion. It was just passerby. Mm-hmm. Like, that was awesome.
I'm not going to play that clip again, but if you go back and listen on the podcast, and you listen very closely,
you hear it.
There's some sound graffiti.
Dude, I heard that. We all reacted the same.
Mm. I mean, that is the part, the problem with being in there.
The clip you can smell. Here is Lunchbox, again, sitting in a bathroom trying to talk to folks.
Wow, this toilet paper kind of hurts. Stall 4, can I get a piece of your toilet paper and see if it's as hard as this toilet paper?
It's the same toilet paper.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Could you slide me a square and see if I can try it? Oh, thank you, man. Oh. You mind throwing me another piece?
Let me just see if I can get the roll out.
Oh, if you can get the roll out, that'd be great, man. Oh, thank you very much. Stall 2, how you doing, man?
We're good.
All right. Toilet paper over here is pretty rough. Stall 4 was nice enough to throw me the roll. There's bros in the bathroom. Here, here, stall 2, I'll give you some of what he gave me. It's pretty good. There you go, man. You want more?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
Sure?
Yep.
It's just weird.
Mr. Social in there.
I mean, stall 4 ripped out the whole roll and gave it to me under the stall. Hilarious.
It's the same, bro. Same toilet paper, bro.
And then stall 2 wanted nothing to do with it. He was out.
Yeah,
I really think I made him rush. Because like when I started trying to give him toilet paper under the thing, he flushed it and jetted.
You got to think anybody having to use the bathroom and sit on the toilet as a dude in the airport, not having a great day.
Oh, for sure.
It's just not,
you don't want to do that.
It's your house. It's different. In an airport, it just ain't somewhere you want to be. You don't mind going to the urinal, but you don't want to sit. It's just, and then all of a sudden, some jabroni next door wants to say what up.
This guy.
He's like, hey.
Here's Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Stall 4. What's up? It's stall 3. My phone died, and I was wondering if I could borrow yours to scroll Instagram. I usually look at Instagram while I'm on the potty. Can I borrow your phone?
No.
Just to look at Instagram real quick. Is that a no?
No, no.
You sure?
Yeah.
I just gotta make sure what's going on Insta. But my phone's dead. Oh, did you leave? You leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Bye.
What a weird question to be asked while sitting on the toilet.
Well, I'm on the potty.
Can I use your phone? And then he goes full potty. Someday you're going to walk out. Somebody's going to beat you up.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
That day wasn't today, and I'm glad. But someday this bit ain't going to turn out good. Nice job, Lunchbox. That is funny. A voicemail from Teddy.
Y'all look completely different than I thought. First of all, Lunchbox, I thought you'd be giant, tall, fat, with a big beard like a lumberjack. Amy, you look the same as I thought. And Bobby, you look the same, nice and tall. Well, I love the show, and hope to see y'all later. Alexa, hang up.
She's next level. She's talking through Alexa as her phone.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks Lunchbox is a big dude. He's not. Skinny white guy. Like skinny white guy, bowl haircut, bangs, same hoodie every day. And he's been the same person since he was like 17. You can look at old pictures, like not changed at all.
Yeah.
Always had just a deep voice, so everyone assumed he was a big dude. But I appreciate that, Teddy. Let's hear a voicemail from Christy.
I keep listening to all the podcasts, and I hear you talking about fighting a kangaroo. But I was just wondering, what does Caitlin say about you fighting a kangaroo? Does she back you, or is she like, no, you're going to die? Thank you. Love the show.
Got to say, we've never talked about it. I don't take a lot from the show home to talk about with her. Most of the time when I get home, she's like, all right, time for a normal person life.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we'll talk about like work and career, but I don't really go, hey, we did this segment today. Like almost never. She may scroll across something on Instagram because our segments go up there sometimes, but it rarely do we. And if I do, I'm not bringing that one up because I know she thinks I'll lose.
Correct.
Yeah. Because she's pretty smart. So she doesn't know anything about it. But I'd whoop a kangaroo because the biggest muscle in my body is they're not these biceps and triceps that you see and maybe you're amazed by, but it's a noodle up here in the skull.
That brain.
The cranial muscle. I whoop a kangaroo. I fake left. Boom. Sucker punch to the right.
The fake.
Boom. That's right. Everybody doubts me. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I don't know how safe this is, but a woman got a tattoo made with her late dog's ashes. So it was a tattoo of her dog, and she mixed the ink with the ashes, and then her boyfriend, who's a tattoo artist, gave her a tattoo that took 8 hours.
Sounds pretty cool. Maybe it's even less dangerous than all ink.
Why?
Because it's not ink.
Oh.
I mean, if it's a dog's ash, that's got to be a little more organic and natural than just pure ink.
That's true. Both sound bad in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Ink and ashes.
We keep reading stories about people that have all these tattoos, and they say, hey, if you have this much tattoo, it can be bad for you later in life because the ink gets in your body. I never read one story that dog ashes were bad in your body.
Well, there you go.
That's all I'm saying.
So there's an idea. If you have a pet that you lose, then you can have them cremated and do this.
I think it's awesome. If you can pull it off, I think it's great. I know what it's like to love an animal so much that, and the tattoo looks good too. Mm-hmm. It's got like shading and texture and depth. It's pretty cool. All right, what else?
This woman posted on Instagram a vintage magazine from 1958 that included tips for catching a husband. And I thought I would run through some of them and see if they would still hold up today.
Right, number one?
Be nice to ugly men because handsome is.
Yes, agree. Agree. I'm good with that.
Because handsome is handsome does.
Yeah, I don't know what that in means.
I think it means like the good looking guys, they're going to be bad to you. So go get with the ugly guys.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, go and make an ugly woman your wife.
That's true.
Isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
Never make a pretty woman your wife.
Yeah, whatever it is. Same thing. All right.
Go to all of your high school reunions because there could be widowers there.
Oh, that's dark.
Dang.
I guess it's the 50s.
1958.
Dang. All right, what else?
Drop a handkerchief. It still works. Stand in the corner and cry softly because they'll come over and ask what's wrong.
I do that sometimes just for my wife to come over.
And then the last tip to women looking to catch a husband, wear a Band-Aid so he can ask what's wrong.
Wow.
These are real tips from a magazine.
If you just turned on the show, it's from the 50s, not this week. All right, what else?
So you may have seen John Party's wife, Summer, post how she told John that she was pregnant. And what happened was they got a new boat and they took it out. And she said, oh, I think there's a scratch on the back of the boat. And so he goes back there to look, and she had taped this sign that said baby on board with the positive pregnancy test. But the funny part that stood out to me was John thought that he didn't get it. And he thought that she was referring to the boat being his new baby. And
Summer.
Then
you tell me there's a baby on
you
here.
You tell me. Where's the baby? Where's the baby?
So
yeah, good
I thought
for
that
them.
Was super cute.
Good for them.
Yeah, we're happy for them. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Disabled veteran John Frank was featured on local Denver news after a landscaper took about $5,000 from him to redo his yard and then didn't ever show up to do the yard. Just disappeared. So the news station said, hey, any landscapers out there who want to help and just donate? Well, Hector Aldrete, owner of Neighborhood Lawn Care, saw the story on the news. And he was like, yeah, I can do this. I can help. So he told his employees, and they volunteered. He didn't make them do it either. They removed tree stumps, leveled the ground, installed landscape fabric, laid 50 tons of rock. I mean, they full did your sister's show on this guy's property.
Yeah.
Like rebuilt the whole thing for him. In the end, Hector and his crew did about $17,000 worth of work completely free of charge. And they were talking to the guy on the news again, John, who was scammed. He was so emotional. I would be too. And so big shout out to Hector. I mean, it'd be nice if they did like a GoFundMe for Hector's like time as well, yeah. At least some of it, because he did that straight up, only going, I want to help this guy. His name is Hector Aldrete, owner of Neighborhood Lawn Care. So our listeners in Denver or that Colorado area, use the guy. If he's around, use him. Give him some support there. But that's an awesome story. I wanted to share it because that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's at this time we do the Morning Corny. But on Thursdays, we have to figure it out. It's the investigative corny. Let's go.
The Morning Corny.
What's a scarecrow's favorite fruit?
90 seconds on the clock. A scarecrow's favorite fruit. Go.
Corn. Is there in cornfields?
Yeah.
Corn's not a fruit.
Oh, it's not? I don't know.
Good point.
Yeah, scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Pear.
Scarecrow fruit. Corny.
Pumpkin.
What is a scarecrow? A scarecrow is a thing that hangs out in a field, a field berry. A scarecrow is made of
wheat.
Straw.
Strawberry.
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 Boom.
There
you
go.
Strawberry. Okay, boom. Okay. Wow. One down. Go.
What is the ratio of a pumpkin's circumference to its diameter?
I don't even understand what that means.
Pumpkin. Jack-o'-lantern.
Why not do it in English? I didn't know we were like, what?
You got it. What is the ratio of a pumpkin's circumference to its diameter?
I didn't know what diameter means.
You know.
Ratio.
Circumference from diameter. A pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Come on now.
I'm too tired
jack-o'-lantern.
To even think about it.
Jack.
Calculator.
Calculator. Triangle. Halloween.
Bobby's giving up.
Want to go searching for this one.
It's so easy.
Is it?
Is it? You couldn't even
it
say the
is.
Question.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I said it just fine.
Go ahead.
What is the ratio of a pumpkin circumference to its diameter?
Yeah, man, I got nothing.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin like advanced Bobby Bone show today.
No, this is
like,
this is calculus, man.
Jeez. All right, time. That's it. All right, what's that one?
Okay. What is the ratio of a pumpkin circumference to its diameter?
What?
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, pie.
Pie.
No, I get it.
Are we gonna do this for one?
No.
No, I would. I wouldn't
whisper it.
Guys,
clear eyes, full hearts,
you can do it for one.
All right.
No.
Whatever, man.
She really gave us a no win there on the end. We got tired before we got to the end of the question. We tapped out of that one. All right. Thank you very much. We still got one, guys.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
pretty
fine.
Good.
That's
clear
pretty
eyes,
good.
Full heart.
Coming up in a second in the mailbag, she has seen something with her boyfriend. She thinks it could be a red flag, and she wants to know our thoughts on it. So we'll get to that in a second. All right, time for a few stories I found that makes me go, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
A woman met a man on the Plenty of Fish dating app, and, well, he almost took her to sleep with the fishes. He got so annoyed with her, he drove her into the lake.
What?
Dang.
He drove the car in the river with her inside. She managed to escape and swim back. The guy was seen on surveillance video walking away. Cops are investigating. I wonder what she wanted to talk about.
No kidding.
Police found the victim, who has not yet been identified, crying and still soaking wet near a boat launch in Providence, Rhode Island. She told police her date became angry with her and drove a red Toyota Camry into a nearby river. What was she complaining about?
That is not what this is about. He's
crazy. But you wonder, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's crazy for sure to do that. But something triggered him. Mm. I don't even say it has to be real life. I mean, it could be something trivial. Because he's for sure bonkers. But I just wonder what that conversation was. The man can be seen leaving the scene on security camera footage. The woman said she met her date on Plenty of Fish. Morgan, what's Plenty of Fish, and how's it different than a Hinge or a Bumble?
So Plenty of Fish is online. It's a website instead of a dating app, to my understanding. And it's one of the first ones before Hinge and Bumble came onto the scene. So it's just an older version of these dating apps.
Older people on Plenty of Fish?
I don't know if it's older people. I think you still have young people on there. It's just a different way of dating than going through an app on your phone. It's like kind of, you could use it better on your desktop, likely.
Which makes me feel like it's older people.
Yeah, probably. And then is it Christian too, or is the fish just throwing me?
I think it's like Plenty of Fish in the Sea.
Oh. Yeah, I get that.
But I thought it was Christian.
For a long time, I thought it was, but Christian Mingle.
That's right.
I think it's Christian. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then Tinder is not.
No. Definitely not.
Tinder's the devil. That story is from MSN, but it drove it straight in the river. Here's another one. A second grader was instructed to send, quote, send picture of you doing reading homework in bathtub.
What?
What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Wow, extra crap.
A second grade student was removed from the classroom after her parents questioned a homework assignment. Students at Victory Christian Academy were asked to, quote, send a picture of you doing reading homework in the bathtub.
No.
Mm-mm. One parent complained?
Yeah, only one? I mean,
quote, a bathtub is not appropriate for a child to take a picture, Misty Dunham said. Misty and her husband, Christopher, were shocked to see this written on their 8-year-old's homework assignment. I emailed the teacher, she said. Hey, you may want to explain that. Send something out to the parents. Let them know what the intentions are. This does not sound okay. She also said she did send out a message saying you should be in pajamas, be in your uniform, have fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so weird. You think a teacher would know better to even include a bathtub?
Yeah, don't go there.
Even if you think, oh, this would be fun if they were in their pants and like, overalls. You just don't do bathtub.
Right.
Because bathtub is associated with naked.
Yeah.
And these are kids. Hmm. In the police report, it states parents were told by administrators, we have been sending this homework assignment for years, and you're not the only one complaining about it. Oh, and you are the only one complaining about it.
Only one?
What in the-
I guess I just assumed they would say not the only one complaining about it. Later, the Dunham family said they got a call from the school asking them to, quote, do a parental withdrawal for the child. Documentation from the school indicates their daughter is no longer a student at Victory Christian Academy. That is from Action News Jax.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
They've been doing it for years?
I'm looking at the homework assignment. Send picture of you reading homework in bathtub. That's crazy. That's crazy for even a teacher to think that there's a way to write that and have a kid do it where people aren't going to think naked in the bathtub.
Right. And somewhere is there like a database of pictures of these kids reading in a bathtub?
I don't know. It's time to do some investigating.
And then the school defends the assignment.
Yeah, this is weird.
If it's a private Christian school, they're probably defending the assignment because they're a private Christian school.
Yeah, and they can do that.
Yeah. And it's a private Christian school. They can do whatever they want. And they probably, listen, it's not like you don't have entire religious organizations defending priests that have done bad stuff.
That's a great point.
So, yeah, yes.
So there was like a, I'm just guessing maybe how they thought this was okay. Is there like a checklist? Like
number
you said
one,
pajamas?
Practice Psalm 24:1-2 with adult 3 times. Number two, send picture of you reading homework in bathtub.
Okay.
Number three, fun with friends. Number four, practice spelling, list of 5. Spelling, list of,
all right. Yeah,
it's like out of nowhere.
Needs to go.
Yeah, it's
I
like,
can't even
number one,
this.
Say hi to a friend. Number two, walk away from that friend. Number three, kill a dog. Number four, eat lunch. You're like, wait, what? Where did that come in? That's a weird one.
This is so bizarre.
Yeah, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
A woman has no regrets over a Jeffrey Dahmer tattoo.
Oh, boy.
There are unfortunate tattoos, and there's this one. Brittany Chamberlain, 28 years old. She has a tattoo of Jeffrey Dahmer on her leg. But by his face, it also reads, if you can't beat him, eat him.
Which Jeffrey Dahmer
is a serial killer who also ate people.
That's disgusting.
What do you call? What's the word for
cannibal.
That?
Cannibal.
Undateable.
Cannibal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also that.
I mean, she's pretty normal looking too.
No way.
Mike, show Lunchbox a picture of her. Wait for it, guys. 3, 2, 1, and.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's a hottie.
So she likes to also.
She might be dateable.
Eat people.
She says she has no regrets about getting the body work done. She doesn't condone the brutal crimes. She is, however, intrigued as to why serial killers do it. Incidentally, she's also got a tattoo of Ted Bundy.
What? Are you serious? Did you make that up?
No, she literally does.
That's crazy.
The Jeffrey Dahmer series is on Netflix now, right?
Yes.
And I see people like going, oh, he's so hot. Because the guy that plays him.
I can't. I mean,
but Dahmer wasn't good looking, though, was he?
But Ted Bundy was.
I don't remember.
Okay, Amy, you don't have to jump so hard that way. Wow. Out of nowhere.
No, but that's the crazy part.
It's called Monster. Yeah, because he was able to use that.
Yes, he used that to lure the women.
Mike, show me a picture of the real Jeffrey Dahmer instead of the actor playing him. Jeffrey Dahmer. But the show's called Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. You know what?
Not bad looking?
Not a bad looking guy.
Really?
Yeah. Not a bad looking guy.
I saw that the family was talking about how it's traumatizing for them now that this is out there. They're having to relive it.
Well, yeah.
I
that
bet.
Sucks. Yeah.
Well,
Eddie,
woman with
chick.
No, I'm
What's
good.
What's up, Lunchbox?
I'm showing Eddie. He was nodding, yeah.
He keeps looking at a bunch of pictures
no,
of the
I
girl
No, I showed
the
Eddie.
Tattoo.
He started nodding, yeah, but now the mic's on. He ain't saying, yeah.
No, I'm saying, yeah, like, cool, I saw it.
Well, she got Jeffrey Dahmer tattoo. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people? People?
She's hot. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little too early right now because some of the kids are still in the car. But maybe in an hour or so, if you guys are here and you want to come back, or you want to come back, we'll talk about accidental cheating, what that is. Accidental cheating.
What?
I read it and I go, I don't know if that's all accidental, but we'll get into that. It's just a wee bit too early.
Sounds like an excuse.
If there are kids in the car. It's an accident, baby. I didn't know.
No, I didn't mean it was an accident.
So we'll get to that. Let's start with this. You're showering at the wrong time every single day. They say shower at night. Now, I do shower at night, actually. So I shower at the right time. I think I don't shower in the morning because it's just too early. I'm cramming as many things as I possibly can into a morning before we get to work. And also, I would never do a cold shower.
Oh, I love cold showers.
Ah, never. Weird. I have friends that do those cold plunges and cold showers and cold pizza and cold days. I hate all those. Woke up this morning, it's 46. What planet are we on now? I don't like anything cold. So I need a hot shower and need it at night. And that's what they say you need to do. Showering at night can help you sleep. According to the Journal of Sleep Medicine, taking a warm 10-minute shower an hour or two before hitting the sheets actually helps you fall asleep more easily. Now, I like my water really hot. My wife, middle to a little less than middle hot. And I will crank it. I need to almost burn. I need to feel uncomfortable under the water. I need to be like this. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I need to like turn it on and let it run and then put my hand under it and go, ooh, that's warm. And then put my shoulder under it. Ow. And then adjust to it. And then it's like, okay. Like wade into the, okay, got it. That's how I need my shower to feel.
All right. Wow, okay.
It's really weird.
Anything less hot than that is not, it's not effective for me.
Huh. This article says warm, though.
Yeah, I go hot. I like to burn it up.
Okay.
I like to risk severe burn on my shower.
I'm worried about you.
Next up, it also allows you to rinse off the day's germs. So you do it in the morning. Okay, what are you, washing off some sleep? Maybe your armpits stink, for sure. But at the end of the day, like you got all these dead skin cells. You're washing off the germs. Also, they're talking about during COVID, but we're not really there as much. It depends what state you're in, honestly, if COVID still exists.
It's true.
And what rules there are. But during COVID, it was a big deal because they were like shower at night because you've been around stuff and around people. And then finally, showering at night is just better for your skin. It can do wonders for your complexion. When it comes to skincare, showering in the evening is the best option. All the makeup, all the oil, dirt, pollutants that have accumulated throughout the day, like you get that off of you. So shower at night. Thank you very much. Hot. Do it hot, too.
Really hot.
Yeah, hot where it's like, oh, I don't even know. Like, you have to be brave every night just to get under the water.
I think that's good for your skin.
No, I do. Man. I'm like, every night I face a fear. Okay. That fear? A hot shower.
Hot water.
Like, when I take a bath, because I'll take a bath sometimes. I like a good bath. And I get in bath phases where I'll take a bath every night for 3 weeks. And then I won't for a few months. But I need my water. Like, I can't put my foot all the way in because it's so hot. And I want to take it out. And I put my foot and I get to my ankle. Oh, it's just, my ankle gets a little red. And that's when I know it's ready for me.
Your ankle's burning?
The problem is when you put your butt in the first time, it's like, ooh, and you have to come up again.
I feel like it shoots pains all throughout my body that I don't like.
Then you got to come up again. Okay. And for guys, we have extra parts.
Yes.
And so it's like, ooh.
And when it hits that.
And then it's like, ooh. And then you come up again. So it's a lot of up and down. Until you get just right.
You doing bath bombs or Mr. Bubbles? What are you doing in that bath?
It depends. I bought a whole thing of bath bombs that are in individual plastic. And you have to open them up for every single one. I hate that. I was throwing them in and just hoping the heat would melt the plastic off.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Not really. But my baths are hot, right? And I don't have fingernails. So I can't get them off. And I just get a, Caitlin, will you open up a bath bomb for me? I just get annoyed with asking that all the time. Because she will, but it's like, she's like, okay, which one do you want, princess?
The purple or the pink one?
Yeah, so sometimes, but the bath bombs that I have now are all individually wrapped. I don't like that. Mm. I like just drops.
Okay, one day, take them all and get a pair of scissors and open them all up.
Sounds great. Yeah, never do it. I'll never think that far ahead about bath bombs. I have 93 things I'm thinking ahead about.
Just one day, maybe, if you think about it.
If you have extra time.
My to-do list on my phone is so long. I mean, I guess I could put that on there, bath bombs, but there's stuff I haven't
unwrapped
even gotten
bath
to.
Unwrapped
bath bombs.
I mean, I need to schedule therapy. I want to book some stretch classes. I never do that. There's a new version of the comedy show that I did that we've edited a bit. I need to go and review that. I need to call a guy to do some promo shots. I got an email for an article I was supposed to do.
Are you going to write an article?
Do it. I need to schedule an appointment for. I need to call the animal removal guy. This is on my list here.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for the foxes?
Yeah.
Got it.
This is just for today. I just keep forgetting to do some of the stuff. Snip bath bombs. That ain't on there.
You should get that app for to-do lists where when you complete something, confetti and unicorns like fly everywhere.
That's so cool.
I don't need that though.
Confetti
and unicorns is just getting something done. Efficiency is my unicorn.
Well, some people need that extra, you know, celebration.
It's like my dog has a little camera, and if we leave town, we have a little camera, and we can go Stanley or Eller, hey guys, boo, hit a button, treat flies out of it.
Mm.
What I need to do is when I wipe it off, it throws a treat at me.
Oh, yes. That's
on my phone.
Exactly.
Like some double bubble.
Mm-hmm.
A social media star divides the internet by naming their daughter Malibu Barbie.
Oh my.
Oh, man.
Are we sure they really did that or just said that? Is anyone stupid enough to name their kid Malibu Barbie unless they're doing it just for the likes and attention? It's working. Social media star Trisha Paytas welcomed her daughter, Malibu Barbie. The influencer who originally shot fame in 2006 on YouTube has been documenting her pregnancy with her millions of followers, but it's a bold choice in name, and most people are going, why would you do that? Or is it even real? It's not cute, right?
No.
It's only a name that will get made fun of.
But you can just call her Malibu, right, for the most part?
Mal.
Yeah. And then just hope terrible. Nobody asks, what's your full name?
Hey, Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, that's a terrible name. That is from the New York Post. Again, in about an hour, I'll get to accidental cheating and what they say that is. But I did want to mention this cuddle therapist. Missy Robinson is a cuddle therapist, and she charges her regular clients up to $1,300 an hour just for hugging.
Whoa. An hour?
Dang.
Yeah. She has her customers sign an agreement that there'll be nothing. No hanky-panky.
No accidental.
Mm-mm. No accidental cheating. She says that they have cheaper packages, too. But then what's the super package? Like, what's...
Yeah.
There's only one way to cuddle.
Well,
You know, you get to cuddle a foot for $80.
Maybe there's caressing involved.
Ankle down. That'll cost you $60. So she's a cuddler from the New York Post. She is a therapist. And she goes, I don't do dirty stuff. I've never had any clients attempt to do anything like that with me. $1,300 to cuddle.
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
That's easy money, man.
If you can get somebody to pay it, I'd just be worried about people to pay it.
Right.
I'd be worried about the people that paid it.
Obviously, there's
Yeah, but she says no one's ever done anything.
Right,
so.
No one.
Yeah, okay. Or try.
You don't believe that?
Apparently, Americans think about money about 15 times a day. Seems low.
Yeah.
Seems really low. Holy moly.
They must not have kids.
Yeah, or they must just have a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you have a whole lot, you think about it a lot too. I don't know. But that seems low. It's like when people go, Americans look at their cell phone 25 times a day. Seems low. It's like 25 times an hour. Glad you guys are here. It is time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
I do want to start with Hurricane Ian. So it made landfall in southwestern Florida yesterday afternoon. Listed as a Category 4, 150 mile per hour winds. I guess I could start with the Jim Cantore viral clip where he's out and it's blowing hard. And he's like struggling to stand up. He's fighting the wind and the water's blowing out. And a tree limb just falls, fuck, nails him.
Oh, man.
Hilarious. So,
hilarious.
Hilarious. That part's hilarious. And people go, oh, why are you risking standing out there? We know it's bad. I say that too. But I think I need to see it now. I need to see what it does to a human to fully understand what it would do to me.
Oh, interesting.
For me to like get the personal effect of it. And I'll say what people aren't willing to say. I like to see people out there, weather guys who know what they're doing, like fighting it, them tossing them around. Because it goes, wow, it's that bad? Mm-hmm. It's like during the Olympics that you wish you could watch Eddie run. At the same time, they're running the 400.
To see how really fast
how
they are.
How really fast. Because against each other, they look all pretty fast. Like, look at those guys. They can really haul butt. But if you put Eddie out there, you're like, oh, crap.
Man, they're really hauling butt.
When you put Jim Cantore out there and it's blowing him around, he's holding on to... I'm like, wow, that does that to a 185-pound, 6-foot-tall man? But a tree limb, he's like, okay, we're fine.
Does it nail him hard?
It just like splashed right into him.
He's obviously okay.
It didn't pierce him or anything.
Okay, it just hit him.
That'd have been too viral. I wouldn't like that one. But yeah, I mean, some of the stuff you've seen, I mean, that surge when it came, it was taller than a car, like the water when it came in. The mayor said people have to be patient. Last night, more than 2 million people in Florida were without power. In the Fort Myers area, 96% of homes did not have electricity. The city was not able to respond because, heck, some of them were gone. And they were like, if you can leave, leave. And so, you know, that's what's up. Some of the reporters were using condoms on top of their microphones.
Oh, for the windscreen, yeah.
Really?
It was a little too condom-y.
Yeah.
I get putting a screen over it. There are a lot of things you probably could have done. There's like a little dimple on top of one I saw.
I swear to you.
How are they not already prepared for something else?
I did news for 10 years. No one ever said put a condom on the mic.
Right. That is so weird.
And I'm going to tell you, that condom fits that.
Okay.
Holy mackerel.
Where do they get those?
Why do they make those is my question. I feel just inadequate now. I get sad during the news. Okay. Coolio has died at age 59. And I'll run through some of his music here. Gangsta's Paradise. Fantastic Voyage. Jam. Everybody knew Gangsta's Paradise was a jam.
Of course. Yeah.
Fantastic Voyage, a jam. I always like 1, 2, 3, 4. Something new? Yeah. This one? We hired Coolio to do a show once for us. Paid him $3,500 at a bar. He tore it up.
$3,500.
I think he played the hits like 3 times.
Yeah. He did, and at one point there was gunshots on the track, so he jumped off the stage and was crawling on the floor through the club.
In the track. He said, Lunchbox said this right. In his track, there was gunshots.
Did he forget?
No, it was part of the act. Everybody else freaked out. It was way before the shootings were happening everywhere.
Got it.
Yeah.
He was like, doom. He jumped. Everybody's like,
Did you guys freak out a little bit?
No, because it wasn't happening everywhere.
Yeah. No, we were like, what is he doing crawling on the floor? That was what we thought.
Yeah, wow. Now we would. We'd run out too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Coolio.
Coolio. Rest in peace, Coolio.
That's terrible.
1, 2, 3.
He's only 59.
Four.
Get your woman on the floor.
Gotta get up, get down. He had these he would like braid his hair up tall. Like, I don't know what that is, but he would like wrap it tall and he had all these braids that would come out of his head. And when we hired him, he is older, but he had lost a lot of his hair.
Yeah.
So he was really hanging on to those braids. So he had like 4 random ones
maybe
coming
like 4 total.
I admired the fact that he kept at it.
Yeah, he didn't let go.
He didn't go full Adam Duritz and put a wig on.
Yes, correct.
He kept it straight Coolio. It was awesome. Rest in peace, Coolio. He made some good songs, man. Also in the news from the Daily Mail, Ned Falmer from the Try Guys on YouTube. Somebody posted photos of him making out with his producer. His fiance posted them. I saw where he's kicked off the show, but I didn't know what the show was. It's a YouTube show. But I read more about it, and this is full Scuba Steve type stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Scuba Steve had pictures of his now ex-wife cheating on him, talking to dudes on a dating site, and so he sent those pictures to her dad. Great. Epic story.
Yep.
One of my favorites on this show. And he just waited because he knew her dad wouldn't check email for a few days because he was old. Scuba Steve just chilled, stayed married, didn't say anything to her, knowing that he sent pictures of her naked butt to her dad.
To her dad.
Oh, wow.
Dad.
And so this dude, he's engaged and his fiance has pictures of him making out with his producer in a club. And so she went full Scuba Steve. And they said, why'd you do it? She goes, I heard Scuba Steve did it.
Oh. Oh, you.
Trendsetter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you influenced her.
So that, to me, is the interesting part, because I don't know what the Try Guys is, as far as, like, watching the show. Anybody know what the Try Guys is?
No.
Never heard of it.
Saw it pop up on, like, E! On Instagram. It was like, so-and-so is leaving the Try Guys. But fame is so fractured now, I don't know who 90% of those people are. And it's not because they don't have their own area of fame. There's just all these places to be famous now. So there are far more famous people. So famous people aren't nearly as famous in general anymore. It's a weird thing. But he's out. And if you're a public person, why are you getting all handsy with somebody else in public? Let's say you're a dirty dog and you're cheating. Are you dumb and a dirty dog? Don't be both. Well, like, don't be one. But don't be a dumb and a dirty dog.
I mean, I thought they were good at the club, man.
You're not good at the club.
At the club.
That's where they were. They're at the club.
Nike paid an art student $35 for the classic swoosh logo back in the day.
How much?
$35.
Wow.
When it comes to corporate logos, the Nike swoosh, probably Apple.
Apple, for sure.
Those are probably the two biggest that I can just go immediately. What other ones come to mind?
I mean, I can picture Amazon because the boxes Amazon. Arrive at my house every day.
Yeah, but I would not put that up there with Apple or
I know, but
or Nike.
That came to my mind.
What's the
Adidas?
Adidas is cool. Three lines.
But up there with those two.
No, Nike. I mean, dude, those like are iconic.
BMW, maybe?
Oh, I got it. McDonald's.
McDonald's.
That's a great, Arches. That's a great one. Starbucks. I don't even know what that is, what she is. But
like a lady. Mermaid.
Is she a mermaid?
I think she's like a mermaid queen or something.
Mike, what is she?
She's not a mermaid.
She's not.
How about KFC head?
Oh, Colonel Sanders?
Yeah. How about that head?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Close?
The Taco Bell bell?
The Taco Bell what?
Bell.
The bell bell? The bell.
I may go, that's the logo for Philadelphia.
Could be. Liberty Bell.
So anyway, they paid her $35 and they also gave her some stock.
Well,
that's got to be worth a lot.
Come which on. She hasn't used yet, so nice. It's worth over $1 million.
Okay.
I mean, that logo is worth over $1 million too, but that's pretty cool that she still has $1 million worth of stock there. Anything that you wish you would have done, like you look back, where she was like, dang, I wish I would have charged more for that logo. When you look back into your history, is there anything that you go, dang, there was an opportunity and I missed it? With Lunchbox, I think about him saying the real world called him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't home.
I went to class and they called me and I missed it. And I came home and I was like, hey, John, who's my roommate? Who called you from 323? He goes, I don't know. And I asked Clay, hey, who called you from 323? He goes, I don't know. And I look it up, L.A.
So you don't know for sure that
it
was
real
world?
No, who else would it be? Why else would L.A. be calling? I mean, on the day that I went to an open audition. Yep.
I agree. It lays out to look like they called you.
No, it's 100% guaranteed. Fact checked.
Impossible to fact check from
right.
me, but I get
believe
you.
What you want.
You know, I was offered to be a judge in The Masked Singer before it started.
Oh, man.
And I turned it down. I still think that was the right move, but I, not because the show's not good, because it is lasted a long time, but I went to American Idol. I did Dancing with the Stars, which turned into Breaking Bobby Bones. I still think that was better for me. But I look back and go, what if I just would have taken that job? I mean, no, where would I be now?
Yeah.
Probably still doing The Masked Singer.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
probably still doing that. So that's the one for me. Do you have anything?
I don't. Not me personally, but I have a friend that didn't take stock options for Yeti that helped him with stuff in the beginning.
Oh, dang.
It's sad.
Eddie, you have anything?
I mean, no. The biggest decision I had to make was at the same time you kind of offered me this job, I was offered a job to go to New York to do a news thing.
Like a producer?
Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't know. Let me decide. And I decided to do Bobby, of course. It was a no-brainer because I don't think they could have paid me enough to live in New York City to do what they wanted me to do. But that was the one big thing, crossroads in my life, where I'm like, what
Ooh,
do I
that's
do?
That's a good one, too. Like, should you have gone to New York?
That could be a New Yorker right now.
Would you be Matt Lauer?
What if? No. I don't want to be Matt Lauer.
Don't be excited about that, Eddie.
Forgot about him.
In movie news, Black Panther Wakanda Forever will be 2 hours and 41 minutes long. Where's the intermission?
Yeah.
You're going to have a 3-hour movie. You know I'm going to have to pee at some point. Stop down for 10 minutes. That's all I ask. Once you hit the 2-hour, 30-minute mark, you need to stop down for 10 minutes in the middle. Because I will injure myself by not peeing. Because I will not walk out of a movie. I don't care what's happening. I won't walk out. I don't want to miss something. Movies are getting too long. Make it 2 movies. Show them back to back. That'd be a good movie, though. Mike, you looking forward to Black Panther, Wakanda Forever?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the best Marvel movie of the year.
What are they going to do about the guy who died?
They're going to replace him in a way. There's going to be a new Black Panther by the end of this movie.
Okay, so they're not replacing him. They're replacing the Black Panther.
Yeah.
So someone what do they do about him? They acknowledge he died?
The movie starts at the beginning of his death, so it's the aftermath of him dying in real life.
Dang, that's sad.
Oh, yeah, man. Very sad.
That whole real life story of him dying is sad. Like, he had cancer and fought it privately.
Yeah, nobody knew.
Ooh. A $50,000 Powerball winner was sold in Nashville for the September 24th drawing.
What up, Lunch?
What do you overdo you, Lunch?
I mean,
what if it was him and he was hiding it the whole time?
That'd be awesome.
But
he
it wasn't?
No,
it wasn't me, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I checked my tickets. Nothing there.
Coming up in the next segment, though, we bought a bunch of tickets last night, and Scuba went and got them this time, and he hasn't looked at them. He actually sealed them. He showed me the tickets. He texted me pictures of them. He sealed them, and he has an app that he can scan them on the air to see if we won.
Oh, let's go.
How many tickets did we buy?
There are a total of 6 tickets in here.
6?
There's 30 numbers, but they print them on 6 different tickets.
Got it. So okay. 30, we have 30 tickets, 30 options.
Yes.
I thought he ripped us off.
Your disappointment when he said
no, you were the one ripping us off.
And he said, how? He said 6 tickets. We all went, excuse me?
Well, 6 pieces of paper.
Got it. So there are 30 options for us to win.
Yes, correct, yeah. Did anybody actually win the 60, big one? Because we have two different numbers to play from.
Because we can win all kinds of money. Did anyone win the big one last night? Lunchbox?
No.
So, okay, so we didn't win the big one, but we could win a million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who got in this?
It's you, Amy, Lunchbox.
Me.
Eddie, Ray, and myself.
Okay, let's see if we won live.
So we spent that much money when we got 30 tickets?
Well, we did.
Well, the multipliers.
Yeah.
We went all in.
You know how much money we spent when you've done it and got no money?
Yeah, but at least we have more tickets, more chances.
We still didn't win.
Okay.
Ever.
So since nobody won, are we playing again?
No. We might win. We have to look at our tickets in a second.
I thought the big
one. To see if we won anything.
Okay.
Okay, we good?
We're good, yeah.
Okay. I know. All right, hold on. We'll see if we're lottery winners next. We'll go over that.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A little drama in the studio yesterday. Because somebody brought up that Lunchbox has never won us anything in the lottery. And we never see the tickets that he buys. And just maybe he's been keeping some of the money and not letting us know. I don't think that's happening, but they did present a good case. Because we never saw the tickets.
You never asked for them.
Ray did. Ray for sure asked for them.
He asked for a picture of Eric, and I wasn't going to send him 100 tickets, pictures of 100 tickets. Sorry.
But that's not exactly what it is, if I can present my case. If you buy 100 tickets, and there are how many on a ticket? Five?
I think it's, you can do different ones, like up to 5 to 20.
That's 20 tickets. Pick, put five in a spot. Anyway, my point is the whole room decided Scuba Steve was going to get our lottery tickets yesterday.
Yeah.
He bought them. He sent a picture of them to me.
Oh, he didn't send them to me.
Did you ask him specifically?
No. Yesterday when he pitched, he said, everybody will get the tickets. Well, guess what? Didn't get them. So how did I get them. Okay, so he only gave them to you.
He wrapped them up. We do not know if we've won any money yet. But there's apparently an app where you don't have to actually see the numbers on TV. You just go boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, every state has some sort of a lottery app where you can insert or scan the numbers, and that's what I've got right here.
Oh, wow. So you do the multiplier. What's that?
So there's a couple things here. So with the Powerball, there's the regular ticket, which Lunchbox buys. Then there's the multiplier. Your winnings, if you win, can be times 2 to 10, and that is determined that evening. I think last night's multiplier was 3. Was it 3 or 4? So if we were to win $4, it'd be times 3, $12.
The most we've ever won with Lunchbox was $6.
And there's also a double play. So they draw a second set of numbers. And so our numbers that we have can be played towards two different winning numbers. So we've increased our odds a whole nother way.
Wow.
Man, I can't wait to make some money.
Who knew these were options?
Yeah, not Lunchbox.
Well, I know.
He never told us about it. He said the option was to give him money, then never see tickets, and then just get sad.
Here's the thing. I thought multiplying $6 times 3 wasn't as valuable as getting 30 extra tickets towards the $100 million or whatever. So, yes.
Lunchbox said, here's how you do it. You give me money. You lose the money. Did you even really play? That's how we feel. So, Scuba, you have it? You want to open it up?
Yeah, I got it right here. I got a seal right here with a little bit of candle wax.
See, that's how...
Wow.
It's like Game of Thrones sealing. Mm-hmm. That's how they used to seal it back in the day. Game of Thrones, it never really happened, though. It's still back in the day.
So I'm going to crack the envelope.
I watch that show, and I'm like, man, this is history. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's all fake. There we go.
And so we've got 6 different tickets, and there's 5 numbers per ticket.
Okay, so we got 30 tickets.
Yes.
30 chances.
Yes.
All right, let's beep. Does it beep a whole ticket, or does it beep one at a time?
It beeps one at a time.
Here we go.
And it's the whole ticket, so you'll find out if this ticket right here with 5 numbers has any winning value to it.
Now, Lunchbox, the most he's ever made is $6. Let's see what Scuba Steve does. Go ahead, ticket number 1 of 6.
Our first ticket says... unable to verify.
Yeah, there you go. No. Good job.
We didn't test this?
Unable to verify. I did test
it
earlier.
Why did you use the app?
We tried
good
the ticket.
Job.
Hold on a second. Yeah. The California app never has a problem. Tennessee, okay. A little different.
Here we go.
The Tennessee one, it does, when you do the tickets like that, it won't do it.
It does. I did it earlier this morning.
Why?
On what ticket then?
On a one that I won on my personal tickets that I play.
Oh, see, and that's another thing. He goes
and
buys separate
same numbers every single time before I even knew you existed on planet Earth.
Bobby, look at this.
You bought your own ticket aside from the group. You can't be a group leader and buy your own tickets because that would be shady.
I have my own numbers. I will show you. I have my numbers.
Did you play one? Is only one?
I played 2 numbers that I played before I knew you people existed on this Earth. I know,
but I'm saying that's all you did. You didn't do a quick pick.
No.
I don't do quick picks.
My own numbers that I always play, and if I were to not play those, I'd lose myself.
Looking kind of shady in there. Hey, Bobby. Shady.
If that's true, that's not shady. What's happening? Are you beeping it in?
Feels like you're beeping it in at the cash
register.
How much are we winning, man?
It says unable to verify ticket information at this time. Please try again.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like we've been robbed.
Yeah! Oh, God, what do you know?
Wait, so your other ticket that you bought for yourself, it won?
Well, no, I have other tickets that I've won in the past that I scan and check. I've used this app before. It works.
Did you win last night?
Now, do you have only one row of numbers on those tickets?
There's 5 rows on
this. No, I'm talking about
ticket.
The ones you usually scan.
It has 2 rows on it.
Just the 2 numbers that you play.
I always play.
Because the ones when I do it, you can't scan it with all those numbers.
This one. First one. Got a response.
Okay, good.
First ticket. Finally worked. It says, sorry, not a winner.
Okay.
There's one. And I will still verify by manually checking myself because that's just how I am. Lunchbox is actually, these numbers don't exist. They're here. You can check it either with the app or not. I don't understand what you're doing.
Scuba Steve and Lunchbox are battling it out.
Next one.
Okay, Scoops can't try it.
And this is great.
Whoever developed this app really needs to get on.
Great radio.
unable to verify a ticket. Why is that scared?
Hey, good leader, guys. Look who you put in charge.
The numbers are still here, idiot. I still check it solo.
They're going to fight.
You're so stupid, dude.
Put on gloves.
Yeah, they're going to fight.
Put on gloves and get the baby oil.
I'm stupid.
The number's here. They're still, the ticket still exists, whether it works on the app or not.
Did I win on that ticket?
He's unable to verify.
Because so we're wasting time. You should have been circling the numbers all freaking time.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was trying to rely on technology. The first one still says, sorry, not a winner. The second one, unable to. Wow. Whoever developed this app.
Scuba Steve.
I am really upset.
We're going to play a song.
Okay. Oh,
can you find the numbers yourself?
I can check it manually. It would be faster than this.
He's mad.
No, great job, leader.
It's not, dude, the numbers are still. You're acting like the tickets aren't here. I can still check it manually.
We did this whole segment so you could check the tickets. And how many do we check?
I don't make the app. But it's not my fault.
He also didn't have the tickets because he sealed them. So how was he supposed to check them?
He said circle. He could have circled all those numbers in that time.
You're both goofy, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Man, that's great. He looks so dumb right now.
We're just
going to
see
good.
If we make more than $6. Okay.
That'd be nice.
Well, we're unable to verify right now. Unable to verify. Hold on.
I mean, this definitely plays in Lunchbox's favor.
That's true. Scuba, the only way you can save yourself is by winning more than $6.
I can do that.
Okay. What's the deal, guys?
I was able to check at least two tickets.
Two tickets or two numbers?
Well, so two tickets that includes five, so it's 10 different numbers that I've checked.
Okay, hold on. Just hold on.
Okay.
Do it all.
Do it all?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll take a little break.
Why don't you just scan
I have some good news already in the first ticket I checked.
Then that's a great tease.
Okay, then
great
I'll tease hold for that.
Me. Good news?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great
okay.
tease for me because I'm
bad
anxious to know. I'm also annoyed at these two.
Me? What did
shut
I do?
Shut up. You shut up.
Hey, you told me I was
in California it worked. We're not in California, idiot. Idiot.
That's true.
We'll come right back. Scuba has some good news for us regarding our lottery tickets.
I just
need to take a breath.
Lunchbox.
A breath and a break. Yeah. 3 minutes. We'll see if Scuba is going to be our new lottery leader.
Hey, right now, not looking so good.
Know.
Well, this was the envelope said Scuba's lucky balls.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's lucky lotto balls, you know? So we're playing Scuba's lucky balls today. We'll come back and see if we won, and we'll talk about accidental cheating. Okay? Those two things in the next segment. Let's go over and talk to Chris in New Orleans. Chris, we appreciate you calling. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
That's pretty awesome. But no, I was calling to see if you had any updates on your show, Snake in the Grass.
Oh, thank you for asking. No, I don't.
Nothing?
No. The show did really well in the ratings, which is awesome. That show cost a whole lot of money to make, which I guess wasn't awesome. When we did it, we didn't really know where it was going to go. First, they were like, it's going to be on NBC, and then they put an episode on NBC. Like, it's going to be on Peacock, and they were like, well, let's put it on USA, and then we'll put it on Peacock. So we kind of don't know, because it's all owned by the same person, same company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that person.
Yeah. I guess God owns it.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do. It's an expensive show to make, because we're in a foreign country, big production. USA doesn't usually spend that kind of money on a production, so we put it on that channel. It was their biggest new show in like 5 years, which is great.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know because of how much it costs if we're going to do a second season. I've also heard I've heard nothing, except it's going to go on Peacock sometime soon. All the episodes will be up. So I have had no idea. I'm just sitting and waiting for them to go, we're doing another season or we're not. Either way, it was awesome. I'm super proud of it because it did really well, and that's pretty cool. Maybe it goes on Peacock in a month or so, and then they see how it does there. But that's it. That's all I got for you. I'm sorry I don't have a better, more entertaining update there for you, Chris.
That'll work. Well, I appreciate
it. I hope you have a good day. Hope you have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you. Y'all too.
All right. See you, buddy. I feel like tomorrow's a weekend, though, right? Friday? Doesn't it kind of feel
always.
Like the weekend when it's there?
Scuba
Steve, let's check in with you. You were our lottery winner, our lottery leader, our lottery guy. Scuba's Lucky Balls is what we called it.
Okay.
The most money we ever won on Lunchbox was $6.
Okay.
Have you checked all the tickets?
I have checked all the tickets.
Wow.
And again, if you've won more than $6, you're our new.
No.
We are not worthy. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
You are the captain now.
Yes.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
That's cool, Amy.
Scuba, have we won any money?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Let's go!
Scuba, have we won at least $2?
Oh, yeah. We left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bro, if you won more than $6.
That's it.
You're King Dingling a lottery.
Uh-huh. Look how sad he looks over there.
You're the king of the world.
Lunchbox is so
Lunchbox
sad.
Lunchbox has gone through so many emotions.
We should do all quotes. You're the king of the world!
You're the king of the world!
And he's like, you guys. You are the captain now. Yeah. He's like, we are not worthy.
He likes that.
Scuba Steve, did we win at least $4?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah!
Wow.
Sweating.
Scuba's lucky balls. Let's go.
This has never happened.
Did we win?
No, it has, Amy. We've done this plenty of times.
Not like this.
Most we've ever won $6 with you.
I don't think that's right.
For years. Scuba, have we won $6?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, my goodness.
See you, Lunch.
Are you our new leader, Scuba?
I will be your new lottery leader.
Yeah. Oh, so we won more than $6?
I got 2 tickets in my... Oh, yeah. Definitely more than $6.
You said definitely. Oh, my goodness.
This is amazing.
I want more than six and just one of those tickets. I can't hear you anymore, Lunchbox. What's that?
Scuba.
I can't verify.
The lowest winning ticket. How much do we want on the lowest ticket? The one single lowest winning ticket.
The single lowest ticket is $7.
Oh, that was it.
Is that with the multiplier?
So it was because we increased our odds by playing the double play.
That's why we do that.
We won with that.
Yes.
That's why we won $7
that's
in that ticket.
So we've at least won more than seven on the second.
Yeah.
Wow. You are our lottery leader.
No, he's not.
Scuba.
Yes.
How much went on the second ticket?
The second one is a twin of the first one. The Twin Towers. 7, 7, 14.
Okay.
Wow. $14.
Wow. Winners.
He doubled us from Lunchbox's biggest victory.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a lot, but it's still more than Lunchbox.
No, it's
I'll
a PR.
Take that.
It's a personal record.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to go back and check the record.
Go ahead and check it.
Yeah, I will.
Check the record, because I don't think we've ever won $14.
Lunchbox,
for sure.
You should be excited, too. No. You're part of this.
You won, too, man.
No, you guys give all the credit to him. I do everything for you guys for so many years, and he comes in one time, and you guys act like
that's why it's crazy. He comes in one time, and we win $14.
Imagine if we use him more often.
All in favor of Scuba Steve being the new lottery leader, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Me. Me.
You know what's really cool too is I'll take the money that we won and I'll actually reinvest it into our lottery winnings to put it for more numbers.
Yeah, we never know if he actually does that.
Exactly.
Because he wins like $4 and then we all go full in next time. We don't have any extra tickets.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we're reinvesting tonight.
I don't know if there's one tonight.
The next one is Powerball. Next one is Saturday, right, Lunchbox?
Oh, you're the kid lottery person. You should know this crap.
I just want to check with the old king to see if he knew on the way out.
He can be your assistant.
Yeah, he can be my assistant, queen.
Oh, God.
He can
be
queen.
Assistant to the lottery.
Yeah.
He's going to kill him.
He really is.
Hey, can we scan him on air again, like, next time? Because,
hey, it was a pretty good build-up, though.
It was, yeah. And again, I didn't make that app, so it's not me.
No, it is, because you thought you said, oh, I use it all the time.
So here's what we'll do. Anyone that wants to get back in, we'll go $20 again to Scuba, plus the 14 that we won here.
Okay.
And then multiply it like crazy.
I will.
Because that's what won us the money.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the room was hating on the multiplier. I won't say who.
Can you imagine if we would have gone with Scuba from the beginning?
No.
I know.
We'd all be millionaires.
No.
We'd have that $1 billion prize. Yeah.
Okay.
The next drawing Saturday, October 1st, $322 million.
Or would you rather go Mega Millions? It's $355 million on Friday. See?
Scuba, do you do that one too?
I do all that.
Or do you specialize in just Powerball?
No, I do Powerball at Mega Millions, and then I do another one that's like a chance for a lifetime thing.
You know how earlier Scuba mentioned he bought some personal tickets? How much did he win?
I haven't checked those yet.
Should we check this?
I can check it really quick right now and tell you if I won that one or not.
We need to know your numbers, because you better win on those numbers.
Well, my whole thing was, and I was in the shower last night thinking about that, and I was like, if I wanted my numbers,
to know about you in the shower.
I would still cut you guys in on it, because I felt like we're doing it now as a team, and if I wouldn't with mine and or these ones, I feel like I should give you something from it.
I will say you shouldn't. Just declare your numbers beforehand.
Yeah.
Let us know, write them down, and then you can have those numbers specifically if you've always been playing them.
Okay.
But you don't owe us anything if you went on those, okay?
Okay, and I just checked right now. I didn't win on my numbers last night, so we're good.
Okay.
Scuba's our leader. Hey. We are not worthy.
You are the captain now.
You're the king of the world.
Free Willy.
All right, let me quickly talk about accidental cheating, because I only got like 3 minutes here. So there is a relationship expert named Tracy Cox says there's a massive shift in what women will put up with now and what they won't put up with now. So there are gray areas, and a guy may be accidentally cheating and not even know it.
But what is accident?
I looked at the mean? Well, it's a guy maybe doing something and thinking it's okay, but it's not.
Oh.
That's the gray area where it's not so much undefined, but it isn't even thought of that it could be cheating by one, and the other person's like, absolutely.
Okay.
So it's not discussed, like, oh, I don't know how we feel. It's not even a thing. So number one, going to a strip club.
Yeah.
Cheating?
No.
Ugh, disgusting.
I mean, it's not good.
It's chilling.
I don't know what you call it, but I hate it.
Okay, cheating?
No.
No, but.
Not cheating, but not healthy.
If I did any of this stuff, I think I've never been to a strip club ever, right? So I wouldn't go anyway because, ugh.
It's really not that bad, man.
And I feel like everybody would be looking at me.
And they got good food.
Oh, they're looking at
but
you.
But also then I feel bad if anybody that works at one's listening right now. Like, I no judgment towards you. Just blah.
Yeah, they're
we're not talking
home.
About them. We're talking about the guys that are going.
Yeah, I'm talking about people be looking at me. That's what I said. I think people be watching.
Trust me, they ain't watching you. They're watching what's on stage.
Yeah. So,
promise you that.
So what do we think? Going to a strip club, just yes or no, would you consider that cheating? Go.
No, not cheating.
Not at all.
No, but close.
Not good.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up there. If I have to put it in a box, I'm going to put it in the, if you don't tell them and they don't check yes, it's cheating.
You can't buy anything special there.
What do you mean?
So you're saying it's not cheating, but if you buy a lap dance, it's cheating?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put it if you don't get the okay, then and you go, then it's cheating.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Dirty dancing with other people out on a night out with friends.
Without your wife
without
there.
Your, yeah. Like you're like grinding? You know, grinding, yeah. I'm not doing it.
No. But it's not. Okay, yeah, I don't like it.
No, man. It's trouble.
No.
It's not cheating. It's dancing.
It's trouble. That's a gray area. Yes. That's trouble, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next up, having dinner with a friend or coworker who obviously is into you.
Cheating.
But what if you're not into them?
Obviously into you.
They're obviously into you, but you go. Like a one-sided crush.
Yeah. Oh. No, you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
No way, man.
Yeah. No way.
You guys are crazy.
Do you like sexy photos on Instagram, like heart by other people, like in bikinis and stuff?
No, I was just telling them good pick.
Do you know them?
I would never do that.
No chance.
I would never do that.
As much as I'd like to, I will not.
I would never do that. I wouldn't even like to, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's not what I... Yeah, once I said that, hey, stupid.
Yeah. Sending photos of yourself to other women.
No.
Yes.
Well, like doing
which
what, though?
I forget how we're answering.
Well, I wouldn't say sexy shots, but...
No, you don't need to do
that. If it's just a normal picture, if it's just a friend that's like, hey, yeah. I don't know, though. I guess it matters what part of my anatomy is in the picture.
Right.
And then having DMs with someone who isn't a friend. Like someone that you randomly message.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
Like an opposite sex randomly message.
Like Adam Levine style?
Yeah.
Adam Levine style is definitely bad. Cheating. But if you're just saying, hey... see you at the concert or thing.
Why would you see you at the concert? You don't even know where they're going. You don't know them.
You don't know them.
Well, like a listener.
Random.
Like a listener, you know what I mean?
Why we do met you at do a this?
I'm just saying, like, hey, it was
lunch
cool.
is yes to all of them.
That's so weird.
I did them all yesterday. That's a regular Tuesday. That's from the Daily Mail. That's all. If you do that, it could be accidental cheating if you don't discuss it with your partner.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good conversation starter.
Yeah, right. 0% chance I'm bringing any of this up.
Exactly.
It's a conversation avoider. Just don't do it. All right. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Detroit, Michigan. A man was convicted of robbing 4 banks back in 2008. Got out of prison. Was like, I'm going to turn my life around. I can't rob banks anymore. What can I do? So he started going to banks and opening credit cards in other people's names, and he spent $119,000, and then he got busted.
Small steps, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't put anybody in danger doing that.
Yeah. He's weaning himself out of it.
Yeah. I mean, he weaned himself back to prison.
Well, yeah.
But he did make a change. Yeah, not the smartest change. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
What does that note say you have over there?
Well, I got a message from a listener that said, okay, girl to girl, Amy, I'm loving the 25 Whistles podcast.
Thank you.
But Bobby's,
girl to girl, thank you.
But Bobby's Barbie, her legs on the table are wide open.
What?
Her hair is a wreck. And I'm worried it might be sending a bad message.
Bones.
I know the backstory and I love the Barbie, but she needs a little TLC.
First of all.
Her name is Sue-E, I think. We're
going
to
settle on that.
Sue-E.
Sue-E. Her legs are spread.
Yeah,
I guess,
dude.
I didn't think about this.
Yeah,
and the
so
brush is right there. Why are you not brushing her hair?
Is
there a brush?
Yes,
yeah,
right there.
The brush is
by Hammer's feet.
MC Hammer.
I do have 2 dolls up here. MC Hammer and Barbie. But I have the other University Barbie still in the package. Thinking about opening it on the air again and driving people crazy.
Who
like,
is
even
that?
Even Scuba Steve goes, oh my God, you're ruining money. What?
Who is that? That's not Sue-E, so who is that?
I don't know if she hasn't been opened yet.
Okay.
She hasn't been birthed yet, so she doesn't need a name.
Okay.
When she comes out of the womb, the box, then she'll get named. So, okay, Sue-E, as in Pig Sue-E, is my University of Arkansas Barbie. Do a little hairbrush here. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh my.
Can't really hear it.
Yeah, she's getting a little rough,
huh? She looks pretty good. I never brushed a girl's hair
before. I feel like she had a hair tie. I don't know where it went. Where's her scrunchie?
And then I will do her pom-poms right, and I will make sure her leg... Do I cross her leg like this?
Ooh, that's cool.
I never played with a Barbie as much as I have in the past couple... I don't know. I just got to put something in front of her. You can still see it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I know what you mean.
So I guess she's just front and center in some of your videos. How do we do what?
When you wear a cheerleading skirt, how do you make sure that people don't see stuff?
Well, I mean...
Can we get her some pants?
She does have bloomers on. Oh, here we go.
I was going to say, usually they have bloomers underneath.
She has bloomers on yeah. this.
You yeah. start you start.
Now,
getting...
what if I do this? I'll like, sit her on her...
Like a high tuck, a knee tuck?
No, that's not good.
No, that may be worse. That may be worse.
All right. I don't... Okay, what if I just make stand her like a rocket
mm-hmm.
and stand her tall?
There you go.
Okay, cool.
With the pom-poms in the air.
Perfect.
Okay.
Good or you could just not have a Barbie.
Oh, she looks cute.
Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, I'll always have a Barbie. On tomorrow's show, Parker McCollum will be in here. So that should be pretty cool. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. Bobby Bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.